Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma, daf Nun Dalid, 54, and we are a couple of dafim towards the end here of Meseches Yoma, Perek Yom HaKippurim, and we have been discussing, we're on Mem Tes and Aleph in the Oz V'Hadar, the discussion has been regarding the sources for Inui and Malacha. We know the two worlds of Isurim on Yom Kippur, the Isur Malacha, which is parallel to the Isur Malacha of Shabbos, and the Mitzvah of Inui, which has no parallel. We mentioned the Meshech Chachma points out in Parshas Noach that this is the only, you don't need him to point it out, but he puts it into the larger context. And that is, this is the only day of the year that there's a Mitzvah Daraisa to fast, right? The Mitzvah Daraisa to fast, the only day of the year, and as a result of that, there's only one weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat, right? And that's Erev Yom Kippur, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're going to be fasting. All the other fast days are our fault, right? All the fast days relating to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Tainus Esther is not so much our fault, but it's a different type of fast. It's a fast for Simcha, what's called Taina Shel Simcha, relate some of the language of some of the Rishonim, the Manhig, and I think the Yarchas Chaim quote that idea. So this is a unusual fast day. It's the only fast day from the Torah, but the Meshech Chachma says, Durachei Adrachei Noam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're going to fast anyway, and we're going to eat anyway on Erev Yom Kippur, so therefore he makes it into a mitzvah to give us extra schuyos the day before the one fast day. So we've been talking about the source of the Inui, both the source of the Azhara and the source of the Onesh. We know every Losa in the Torah that you get punished for needs two. It needs a puzzle that tells you you can't do it, and needs another source to tell you that if you do it, this is what the punishment is going to be. Azhara and Onesh. So the last point we made, we quoted Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya learns from a Kal V'Chomer. Learns from a Kal V'Chomer the idea of Inui, the Chiyuv Kares of Inui, and Reb Zeira, then what we're up to, came along is going to argue. But before we even argue on that, where the Gemara here does not bring up, but the Rishonim elsewhere bring up the Sugya, and the Gemara elsewhere talks about Ein Onsha Min Adin. The principle of, you're not allowed to give a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is a different type of limud, right, than all other limudim, the other 12 or more. But Kal V'Chomer, as we know, is the only one based on logic, pure logic. All other midos, Shatar and Meshavim, also has some aspect of Misora in it. Zereshava and Hekish and Dara Lemenyanu and Ribo Mied and Klalu Prat, all those have some element of Misora to it, while Kal V'Chomer is different. Kal V'Chomer is a different type of limud than all the other limudim. Dafka, by Kal V'Chomer, there is a machlokas tanam, whether you're allowed to give a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer. You can give a punishment based on a hekesh, Gzeira Shava, we have plenty of those, right? But to give a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer, that is a machlokas. Why wouldn't you be able to? So one approach might be, that's it, don't ask questions. That's part of the Gzeira Sakasev. The rule of Kal V'Chomer, you can't give an onish based on Kal V'Chomer. Okay, that's built into the system. Don't ask me kashas why. But the other suggestion given, based on what we just said, is that because it's based on pure logic, unlike Misora, so maybe my logic is faulty. So you can't take a chance giving somebody a punishment based on my logic. Okay, that's not fair. Maybe it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's logic. Maybe as the language is Yesh Lo Pircha. Maybe there's a problem with my logic. Right, so that's why you can't just say that I'm going to give a punishment. So that's the second idea of why ein onshe min adin, either because mitahi batora or yeshlo apircha, or the third idea, fascinating idea that's mentioned. The Rabbi Yosef Engel puts all these together in the Lekach Tov and Klal Beis and other Achronim as well, but he says the third one is based on the smag. That you can't give a knowledge based on Kal V'Chomer, because what are we saying? If A, which is Kal, has this punishment, so B, which is more Chomer, should surely get the punishment. Maybe B is so Chomer that this punishment isn't even going to help. Right? A punishment is based on the idea of Kapara. If you give this punishment, then you're going to get Kapara. Maybe this punishment, this Avera is so bad that the punishment's not going to help you. What does the Smag say? This is Smag said this by the Isser of Molech. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, around Daf Samach Gimel Samach Dalet, that if somebody kills their, sends some of their kids to Molech, they're Chaya Misa. So Gemara says, Mizaro Velo Kolzaro. If somebody sends all their kids to Molech, then they're not Chaya Misa. So ask the Svag, what do you mean? You send some of your kids to the Avodah Zarah Molech, then all your kids, it's a Shabbat Kavachomer. Einon Shabbat Adin. Why? If you send all your kids to Molech, Godol Avonomin so. It might be so bad that even a punishment is not going to help you. And therefore, says the Smag, one of the Bali Atosvis, or one of the Monia Mitzvahs, he says that we're not going to give the punishment based on the Kavachomer, because maybe the Chomer is so Chomer, the punishment is not even going to help. That's the Smag. The Marsha, and that Gemara in Sanhedrin, quotes the Smag to explain that halacha of Mizaro Velo Kolzaro. The Kesef Mishnah quotes this Smag in Hilchas Eidus, where he discusses the din of Hargu Ein Heragin by Edom Zomimim. The Zomimim are only killed or only punished if they tried. But if they were successful, then they're not punished. Right? Which is, the Tzukim said, that's crazy. The Tzukim said, what do you mean? Right? If it's Kavachomer, Kasher Zomim, Vakoshikin, Kasher Asa. But, we don't hold that way. So this, the Kesef Mishnah says, same idea. God's love and omen. So if they actually succeeded, then maybe it's, even a punishment is not going to help them. And therefore, we're not going to give them a punishment. So the Smag says it by Molech. The Kesef Mishnah says it by Edom Zomimin. And so on one or two others, but we'll leave it for now. Now let's get back to our Gemara. So Amar Ebzi'ira. Ebzi'ira says, Hada Amar, Lemaidin, so that was the Kavachomer, the first stage. To teach me, and we said in Machlokas in the Mefarshim on the page, whether it's to teach me that there's a losa say by eating on Yom Kippur, or whether there's a losa say by the night of Yom Kippur. So Amar Abzi'ira, Hada Amar Lemaidin Zereshav, Afilu Mufra Mitzad Echad, says the Reb Zi'ira, so not based on a Kavachomer, it's based on Zereshav. Right, I think it's Gzeira Shava. And according to this, this Gzeira Shava, only one, we know Gzeira Shava are comparing two words that appear in two different places. Do they have to be extra in order to use them for Gzeira Shava? So, Rebbe Zeira says, in this context, there's extra only on one side, not on the other side. So, this teaches me that you can say Gzeira Shava based on a, extra only on one side. Mufna Mitzad Echad. Am Rebbe Yudin, well, why is that such a chiddush? For Lod Rebbe Akiva, he is Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva Amar Lemeidin Gzeira Shava Abishena Mufne. Rebbe Akiva holds you learning Gzeira Shava even if it's not Mufne. How do you finish this line? Even if it's not Mufne, the Pnei Moshe says, Mitzad Echad. Right? Rebbe Akiva says, you're allowed to learn Gzeira Shava even if it's not extra, only on one side. The Karban Eda assumes that, no, Rebbe Akiva is saying, even if it's not Mufne at all. Right? There are three levels of strength of Kal Vachomer. There's of Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava, if neither of the words are extra, but we're just connecting the two words, then any type of difference between the two contexts could be asked and say, oh, that Zereshav is knocked out, right? It's so weak that it's the words are an extra, so that is why we can knock it out very easily. But then there's Mufna Mitzad Echad, which is a medium level strength, and then Mufna Mishnei Tzad, then boom, it can't, the strongest. And it can't be knocked down. So the Gemara says here, what's the big chiddush that you learn it if it's mufne mitzad? Echad Bikiva says, even if it's not mufne at all, according to the Karban Ha'eda. Tani, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Nemar be'etzem hayom hazeh b'malacha, v'nemar be'etzem hayom hazeh b'inui. It's based on the following. The Gzeira Shava. We learn Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. It says that Lashon by Isser Malacha. Kedem Malacha Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh by it comes to Inui. Ma Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Hanemar Shenemar Ben Malacha Los Hilakdabo Bein Yom Lalayla Bein Onesh Lasara. Just like the Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh by Malacha. There's no differences between day and night and Onesh and Asara. There's a punishment also. Ah Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Shenemar Be'inui Lo Nachlok Bo Bein by Yom Lalayla Bein Onesh Lasara. There is no difference between the two. Remember we said yesterday the Tosfos Harash, I said, this is the Havamina why you might have been mechali between day and night. Because it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, right? It's Kamash Malan. Now, no, we're comparing. Just like this Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh is Lav Dafka. It applies even by night. So to this Be'etzem Hayom. So to this Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Let's finish. Ad Kedora Rabbi Akiva. This fits according to Rabbi Akiva, who would say this, Gzeira Shava, even if it's not Mufne. Kerabi Yishmael. What about Rabbi Yishmael? Right, how do you know to be Mechayev Laila? So Tani, Rabbi Yishmael says it's a hekesh, right? The third. We mentioned Kavachomer, we mentioned Gzirashava, now we have a hekesh. A hekesh, two things in the same pasuk, right? Smuchin means two psukim next to each other. That's a machlokas, whether you darshan smuchin in the whole Torah, right? Everybody agrees you darshan smuchin in Dvarim. But the rest of the Torah, we're not machlokas. But hekesh is in the same pasuk. So Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Vayisaz lochem luchukas olam b'chodesh hashavi'i, and the continuation of that pasuk is be'alsa lachodesh ta'anu as nafshosechem v'chol malacha lo sasu. So in the same pasuk you have inui and malacha. So you kish malacha le'inui, ma malacha she'asarti lecha, malacha she'chayevan al kares, just like the malacha that I said is asur, it's malacha that is nisr kares. Av inui she'asarti lecha, inui she'chayevan al kares. So too, there's a hekesh, and we know the Mefarshim explained, ain hekesh l'mechza, so we also compare it, the hekesh doesn't go halfway, so we compare it also for night. Right, not just for punishment, but also for night, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Period. The Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh that appears by Yom Kippur, we mentioned in the past a thought based on a Rashi in Ha'azinu. There's a Rashi in Ha'azinu that discusses that there are three Be'etzem Hayom Hazehs that come up in Chazal, and that is Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh by Noach, and Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh by Misas Moshe, right? That is this. That's why this is by this is in Ha'azinu. So Rashi says, what's the connection according to the Medrash? What's the connection between these three? By all these three, the people, the population around, felt that, you know what, we're going to prevent this from happening, right? By the Mabul, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring the Mabul, and they say, oh yeah, we're not going to let Noach in and into the Teva. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, in the middle of the day, let's see you stop this. And then we have by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians said, we're not going to let the Jews out. The Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, they Hotzei Yisivos Sechem Eretz Mitzrayim. And finally, the third was by Misas Moshe, right? They said, Moshe's going to die. We're not going to let him. So how do you not let somebody die? So we're not going to let him go up to the mountain where he's supposed to die. He's supposed to die on Har Nevo. So we're not going to let him go up to the mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, watch me. And that's why that's the Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. But we've mentioned another thought in the past that there's another connection between these three. And that is, there's a major difference in the existence of the world between pre and post these moments. And Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, at that moment, there was a change, right? Pre and post Mabul, right? There was a different world. Pre and post Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Before Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were a group of families, and after Yitzias Mitzrayim, we became a nation, right? Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai u'Masor liYoshua. Those were two generations, and therefore Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh was the turning point. So we've suggested that maybe that's also Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur maybe doesn't fit into the Rashi doesn't quote this Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. It wasn't about an event that occurred. It says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh more times in the Torah, but relating to the second idea, Yom Kippur could be a transitionary moment in the world and in each of our lives, you know, every year, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, which the Gemara focuses on here in the discussion. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Once we're on the topic of Yom Kippur and Inui, so we know that Inui and Yom Kippur does not say the lashon of don't eat. Right? We said that on yesterday's daf. Could there have been another lashon that the Torah could have said? Don't eat would have given a different impression that the shear is akizayas. That's why we didn't want to say don't eat. So it says, afflict yourself. So there are other areas of halacha where also it's usher to eat, but it doesn't say don't eat. And therefore, there might be other inclusions in those isurim. So that's what we're up to. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Ho'ocha kelei akerem loke. If somebody eats kelei akerem. Kelei akerem, we had a whole masechta. Kelei akerem. If I plant vegetables or grain in the proximity of a vine, right, that they both become usher. Kilei akerem is usher to eat. It's usher to get benefit from. But the language of the Torah is pentukdash. Pentukdash hamalei azer asher tisra. Maybe it's going to become usher. Kadosh there means usher. So there it does not say the word don't eat. It just says it's going to become usher. Pentukdash. And therefore, if somebody eats kilei akerem, one is loke. Even if one eats it in a way that it is not normal to eat, even shalok kederach, because it's not called achila. Sometimes shalok kederach can mean the way that you eat it. You eat it in an IV. That's a shalok kederach way of eating it. Or the item could be something that is not edible normally, And therefore, that's also considered shalok kederach. Is it in the Maisa or is it in the Chefsa? Right, two different types of shalok kederach. Rabbi Yevo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hakoseis chitei chum aloki. If somebody koseis usually means if somebody eats something that is raw, something that is shalok kederach, or the carbon eida, called darvishu shalok kederach, achilaso karui koseis. Loke, so one gets malchus in that case. This applies to truma, for a czar eating truma, and for anyone eating kilai hakerem. The Gemara notes that really it is a machlokes tanoim relating to this issue. Rabbi Yehovah, Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, but first we have this, and we'll have the machlokes. Hamagameach omet shel truma loke. If somebody drinks truma vinegar, usually vinegar is not something that we drink straight. That's shalok kederach. Maybe it's also dangerous. But if somebody drinks vinegar, loke, one is going to get malchus, says Rabbi Yochanan, because again, it is not, it is included even a non, regular achila, as we'll see. You see in the carbon eida. Avagav delo achlan kederach achilas and chayiv, demikomakom nehene veinam azikin oso. Right, that's a piece of something that's not mazik. If it was actually mazik, you wouldn't be get malchus for it. So now the Gemara says, really, it's machlokas in the brisa. Hamagameach omet shel truma. If somebody drinks truma vinegar, mishali mesa keren, vino mishali mesa chomesh. He has to pay the keren, the principal, but he does not pay the chomesh. Doesn't pay what usually you have to pay an extra, what we call 25%. It's a chomesh. It's 1/5 after it's added on, but he only pays the keren. What does that reflect in the Tanakhama? You didn't eat. You didn't eat truma. If you drink chomesh al truma, if that was called an eating or a drinking, then you have to be the chomesh. But it's as if you damaged it, as if you flushed it down the toilet. So you're mazik. So if you're mazik, you have to pay for the principal. Doesn't matter if you ate it or not, you could damage it in any way. So if somebody drinks, truma vinegar, the Tanakhama says that's not called a maisa achila. It's just called a maisa hezek, and therefore you have to pay the keren and not the chomesh. Also, hakos is chitei truma, mishalim is a keren, mishalim is a chomesh. The same thing with eating raw wheat kernels. Or raw wheat stalks, also not normal. It's called mazik. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, as we like to point out, he's the one that says that phrase. Shul Mishalim Keren V'Chomesh. Rebbe says, no, you have to pay Keren and Chomesh. And Chomesh means it is a Maisa Achila, and therefore it is Mechayev, the person, Chomesh. So it's really the issue that Rabbi Yochanan brought up before is really Machlokas Tanoim, whether Shalok Kederach by Truma is going to be Mechayev you, Chomesh. Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'Shem Rabbi Ami, Modim Chachamim, Rabbi, the Chachamim do agree to Rabbi that you're going to be Chayev, that it is a Maisa Achila, B'Megameya Chomesh Shal Truma Lachet Tivlo. If you first use the vinegar for a dip, and then you drank it, so then you're kind of like used to it already. We have to use it for a dip. So then if you drank it afterwards, then for sure it's a maisa achila, misham keren v'chomesh, shaha chomet meishav as a nefesh, because there is something positive about the vinegar. It revives the soul, and therefore it is going to be considered a maisa achila. There is a major machlokes, achronim, the Shagas Aryeh, discusses, we're talking about truma and kelayim, what about Yom Kippur? What about eating something on Yom Kippur, shalo kederach achilaso. So that is a machlokes, achronim, Machlokas Achronim, between the Shagas Aryeh and the Ksav Sofer, whether eating something on Yom Kippur, Shalo Kederach Achilaso, is going to be Schaib, right? The Diak is from the Gorm Psachim, talks about the Schav Dalaram Abeis, and then the Shagas Aryeh, where is the Shagas Aryeh here in Simon Ayin Vav, quotes that the Israel of Achil Yom Kippur also is not Lashon of Achila, it's slow Su'une. Therefore, the Shagas Aryeh assumes even Shalok Kederach is going to be Daraisa. That is the Shagas Aryeh. The Ksav Sofer in the Tshuva, the son of the Chassam Sofer, is Medayik from a Rambam in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, that no, even Shalok Kederach is going to be Pater. Why? Because Chazal knew that even if you eat a lot Shalok Kederach, you're still going to be in a state of Inui. It's not going to remove that state. And therefore, Yom Kippur is Tali B'Yishuv Hadas. The achila shalo kederach, if I eat something raw or inoroi or bitter, ain bazeh yishav hadas. It's not going to give me yishav hadas. The stechemet has a big columns of this in the Marechas of Yom Kippur. Also, if you want to look there for more, but that is the machlokas achronim relating to truma and kelei akerem and Yom Kippur as well. We could talk a lot about hezek also. Just to ask the question, and we're not going to give the answer now, maybe if there's time at a future point. When the Torah says don't kill, the Torah says don't steal, the Torah says don't wound. The Torah never says don't damage. The Torah just says if I damage, I have to pay. If my animal damages, I have to pay. But it doesn't say anywhere don't damage. What is the source of the Isser of Hezek? That is a huge discussion in Baba Kama. Why does the Torah not say that? Also a good kasha. But we know there is a chiyuv of Hezek. We don't know where the Isser of Hezek is from, and that's what the Gemara is talking about here. When we say the Tanakhama says you have to at least pay the Keren because you did a Maisa Hezek. Whether you did an Isser, right, that's the discussion of what the Isser of Hezek is, but you for sure did a Hezek, which is Mechayiv. Okay. Tinokos, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Mishnah had a line that young children are, we're not ma'ana them. We don't force them into a state of inui. Right, that's what the Mishnah said. We're not ma'ana them, but we're mechanech them a year or two before. So they're regilim a mitzvah. So we're going to have a machlokes amoram now, what the pshat of the Mishnah is. The Mishnah says, we don't do inui on Yom Kippur, but we're mechanech a couple years before, so they're regilim mitzvahs. So machlokes, Rav Chuna, Pater Masisa, Rav Chuna says, the Mishnah means this. Tinokos ma'anos am Yom Kippurim, v'lo mechanchenosan. Young children, we don't make them fast a full day, Yom Kippur, or even before Yom Kippur, even years before, the full days are out. That's not part of the mitzvah of chinuch. Kodem l'shana mechanchem. Right before Yom Kippur, for a year or two, we tell them we mechanich them to fast for a couple hours. That's Rav Chuna. Rav Chuna, let's say, is the more mekel shita for kids, or maybe the more machmer shita for pikuach nefesh. However you look at it. But he is the more limited one. So he understands the Mishnah as a full day, never for children. A half a day, yes, for 11 and 12 year olds. But nothing before that. Nothing before that. And Rav Yochanan has a different opinion. Rav Yochanan Pater Mastisa, no. Tinokos ima'ano som yom kippurim avo mechanchin. Right? Children, we don't make them fast on the whole Yom Kippur, but we are mechanich them for sha'os. For sha'os, before Yom, on Yom Kippur, kodem l'shtayim mashlimin. And if it's, right, the year before, then we make them even fast the whole day. Right? Even younger kids, we make them fast for a couple hours, like an extra hour here or there. But a year or two before, bar mitzvah, then we are, make them fast the whole day. Ad heichan, what age? What age does Rabbi Yochanan go down to? What age, right, the carbon edel, Rabbi Yochanan parech? How till it starts? Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Acha, Bar Idi, B'shem, Rabbi Shimon, Chalafta, Keben Teisha, Keben Eser. Nine or ten. And the Mefarshim explained 9 for a healthy child and 10 for a more sickly child. That is how it goes. Okay, says the Mishnah. Now we get into issues of Pikuach Nefesh. Right, these are the sugyas of Pikuach Nefesh in Shas. Comes up right here. One of the major sugyas of comes up right here regarding Yom Kippur, but obvious also applies elsewhere as well. Ubra sheheiricha. If there is a pregnant woman who smelled some food and she is now in a state of pikuach nefesh that she has to eat, ma'achilin osach teshav nafshi. Give her food until her soul is revived. This not only applies to a pregnant woman; it applies to anybody. We're talking about a pregnant woman here because it's on Yom Kippur when the context here is, I'm going to quote a couple of other details regarding a pregnant woman. It really applies to anybody. The language of the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Tafresh Yud Zayin, Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Adam Sheheiriach Ma'achal V'nishtanu Panav, any person, and he's in a state, Mesukanu Emo Yidnu Lo Mimenu, Machil Noso Mimenu. Got to give him food. Whatever type of illness this is. If somebody is ill on Yom Kippur, so we feed them based on Bekiyin. We ask the expert doctors, does this person have to eat? If they have to eat, so then we give them food. What if there are no Bekiyin? So we feed them Api Atzmo, right? The patient says, usually, you know, you saw Kedoshim, and the patients are the ones that are saying, I'm not eating. We got to force them to feed them. But if the patient says, I have to eat, so then as long as it's in the realm of normalcy, right, it's not somebody who is totally off and not thinking straight, so then we give them food. The language of the Mishnah is Asha Tashav Nafsha, until their soul comes back. The Mishnah Berurah picks up on that and says, when somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, they have to eat enough to live, and to survive, but not, we don't say, oh, once they're fat, it's like Tainis Bechoros, right? Once their fast is broken, it's all over. No, we don't say that. Says the Mishnah Brura, Vida, Damashi Kalnu bi Isha Ubara, Vachain Bechoa Adam Sheheria, Hudaf Gacha Tisyashiv Daiton, Aval Achash and Tisyashiv Daiton, Ein Lohem Lechol Sharayom. They should not eat the rest of the day. So Lo Amrinon Kiva de Hutar Mixas Hayom Achila Hutar Kulo. We don't say Kiva de Hutra Hutra. That's not what, what we say in this context. So whatever you have to eat, eat, and whatever after that, one has to fast. Bitchila Tochva Birotef. So first we try to give whoever's fasting, give them a little sauce, if that's going to help. Im shava nafshar yaf, if it works, great. Vim lav, and if not, no son lami gufish alisser. And if not, you just give him the actual food. Shtei ubros bowler lefer Rabbi Tarfon. There were two pregnant women that came in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Or they were going to ask questions to him. Shalach lagabin trein talmidim. Rabbi Tarfon sent two students to these pregnant women. Amarlon, Aslan v'amrinlon somar abahu. Go and whisper into their ears, it's Yom Kippur today. It's Yom Kippur today. And somehow the Karban Eda says that whispering is supposed to go into the fetus is also going to hear that. It's supposed to try to calm down the fetus. Amrin lekadmaya ushadach. So the first one they told her, and then she calmed down. Vekari lave, Reb Tarfon heard about that and said, oh, mi beten imi eliata. Even in beten, you're my God. Amrin letinyan of loshadach. They told the second woman and she didn't calm down. She still needed to eat. Vekarni lave, zoru rishon merechem, to mi beten dovre chazav. Okay, a little harsh pasuk. The Bavli says that he was a Navi, that, you know, the first one was, became Rabbi Yochanan, that baby, and the other one became, a Ganav, Shabtai the Ganav. So Zevin, Rabbi Tarfon, really said it. There is a, Chola Omer, let's just finish this first. Chola Omer Yochal and Ibro for Omer Inyacha. The Chola says, I can fast, don't worry about it. And the doctor says, no, you can't. Rofi Omer Inyachal, Shoma Larofi. You listen to the doctor and you force feed the patient. Rofi Omer Yochal, who, Chola Omer Inyachal. The doctor says, he can fast, and the Chola says, no, I can't fast. Shoma Lachola. Again, we're machmir for suffering nefashos. Again, these are very deep and comprehensive and huge topics that come up with in terms of refuah b'Yom Kippur and in general for pikuach nefesh. Lo tzurcha, the only issue is ela chole omer yocholani v'rofi omer eni odeya. If the chole says I can fast and the doctor says I'm not sure, so what's the halacha there? The patient wants to fast. The doctor says, I'm not sure. Rabbi Yevo, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Natsa, Kesavik Nefashas, Chosavik Nefashas, Dochaz HaShabbos. You're Machmir, V'Pikuach Nefesh. There is a mysterious tshuva written by the Radvaz. I didn't bring it this time. The Radvaz writes in a tshuva that one of the Bali Atosas, the Riva, fasted on Yom Kippur when he was told by his doctors not to, and he died. And the people asked the Radvaz, you know, is that, what are we supposed to do with that story? So the Radvaz says, Chas v'shalom, that is not normative practice, and when nobody does that. And the Riva, we can't ask any kashas. Maybe he knew Baruch Kadsho, that even if he eats, it's not going to help him. And the doctor said, if you eat, maybe it could help you. And the language of the Radvaz was, he felt, bari v'shema bari adif. Right, he was sure that he was going to die anyway, even if he eats. The doctors were besafek, so unusual usage of that term. But the Radvaz says that's obviously not normative practice, and we shouldn't follow that. There is a discussion in the Rishonim here. We're talking about a pregnant woman whose life is in danger. What if only the fetus's life is in danger and not the woman's life? Are we mechallel Yom Kippur or mechallel Shabbos? Right, for just the fetus. So the Rosh can't understand the question. The Rosh here, Yuma, this is where a lot of the Pikuach Nefesh discussions is. The Rosh says, there's never such a case. If the baby's life is in danger, the mother's life's in danger. There's nothing to talk about. So I don't understand this whole question, says the Rosh. You can even get off the ground. V'lo yadati matzorech l'kol elu hadikdukim. D'lo mishkacha sakanas uber, below sakanas ubara. V'lo sakanas ubara, below sakanas uber. It's all hamapelas b'cheska sakana. They all go together. It's like, it's one being. And therefore, he doesn't understand the whole question. There's a machlokas earlier that he quoted about the Bahag and the Ramban. Either way, we are Machal Shabbos just for a fetus. We are Machal Shabbos, Machal Yom Kippur just for a fetus. Even though, what do you mean? It's not V'chai Bohem V'lo Shiyamas Bohem. Maybe it's not alive yet, V'chai Bohem. So the Rishonim say, the Rishonim quote, we know that in the Bavli, we're going to see what we're going to have here in the Yerushalmi, but in the Bavli, there are 7 or 8 sources quoted for Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh being Docha, everything. That's one of them. So that one might not apply to a fetus because he's not Chai yet. Aye, but there's another one. Even though that seems to be the Maskana, there's an earlier one. Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishbar Shabbos Osarbe. Rabbi Mechala once, you can keep a lot. So that Svara is even for an Uber. Even for a fetus, not alive yet. Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishbar Shabbos Osarbe. And that's the Svara quoted, I think, by the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam to say why we would be Mechala Shabbos even just for a fetus. There's a ton more. Let's just do the next Mishnah. Misha Achzu, Bolmis, Bachil Naso, Afil Dram Temeim, Shei Or Einav. Bulmus, we don't exactly know what bulmus is. Some type of seizure illness that you have to feed them right away. Right away, or else they're going to die. Right? You don't have time. So, Mishachzu bulmus, machilin also, afilu zram tamayim, give him anything. Give them not kosher. Achi eru enav, until their eyes become light again, and they live. Mishanashkul kalav shote, somebody got bitten by a rabid dog. Ein machilin also, mechatzar kavichala. Some thought in those days that the way that you heal this rabid dog bite is by giving them from the liver of this dog. Right? There's an idea, like sometimes by a snake, the venom, you know, you have to try that. If somebody gets bitten by a snake, you have to see which snake to be able to give the way to heal. But that's what was felt. That's what, you're allowed to, ein machinoso. So the Tanna Kamma says you're not allowed to. You're not allowed. Is this talking about Shabbos? This talking about Stam? Right? You're not allowed to. Why wouldn't you be able to be allowed to? So maybe we'll start with that next time. The Rambam, big Rambam, you're not allowed to use medicines that are just voodoo type of not serious medicines. Rebasi ben Cheresh Matir. Rebasi ben Cheresh is Matir, the allowance of using this. I'll just mention it. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Vodam Rebasi ben Cheresh. Achoshesh Bifiv. Some type of illness that starts in the mouth but quickly spreads. So if there's that illness in the mouth, you're allowed to take anything on Shabbos. It's Pikuach Nefesh. She calls something the fashas, Doche is a Shabbos. Because any Pikuach Nefesh, something the fashas is Doche Shabbos. Maybe we'll stop by my polis because there's a lot to talk about here. Next time we'll pick up with this.